Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Turn your Bibles to Psalm 118, verse 6. Psalm 118, verse 6. The Lord is on my side. If I were you, I would just write that in my notes. I would underline that. I would highlight that. Okay? It's going to get a little cheesy tonight. I'm telling you, but it's going to be strong for you. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? That's also repeated in, I want to say Hebrews 13:6, 13:8, right around there, where the writer Hebrews, he quotes this verse. He says, "The Lord is my helper; I shall not fear." See, the whole idea of this is that, man, the Lord is on my side, and I'm gonna repeat that. I'm gonna try to repeat that as many times as I can, and have it be like a jingle that sticks in your head. You hear a jingle and you hum it. You're thinking about it all day. Sandy's always got a song in her heart. She'll be. I'm telling you, she lives her life humming songs, and so she'll be humming, and I'll say, "Sandy, what are you humming?" And she'll think for a second, then she'll tell me the song. Well, I want this to get that deep in you tonight. The Lord is on my side. This isn't arrogance, okay? This is faith. Man, the confession of our faith is the Lord is on my side. So you know what we have to do? We have to expect great results in our life. Because I think all too often what we see or how we feel, man, produces us to think that things aren't going to work out or things are going to be bad. We have to expect God's favor in our life. You know what's interesting? The Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. The Bible says God's good and he gives good things. The Bible also says, now listen, that whatever the enemy means for bad, God turns it to good. So now that in your life, no matter if it's from God or if it's from the enemy, when it finally gets to you from either direction, it's going to be good. That's what the word promises. No matter how it looks, no matter how you're sensing, no matter how you're predicting, no matter what anybody's saying. Okay, the Bible says, "Let every man be a liar, and the word of God be the truth." Man, every word that comes out of his mouth is what I'm clinging to. No matter what the symptoms are, no matter what the diagnosis is, no matter what the indicators are screaming, I'm telling you, the Lord is on my side. We have to speak it and listen over and upon our lives. Man, you have to speak it over Mei Lee. You have to speak it over her life. Man, she's the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. God, I thank you today that Mike Kennedy's going to marry the right man in Jesus' name. Why? The Lord is on my side. See, that's the idea of this. See, you look at this and you'll think, you know, I think I'm coming down with something. But big deal, the Lord is on my side. Man, I'm concerned about how this month is working out in my business. But the Lord's on my side. See, it becomes the game changer of our lives. And it's Psalm 118 that the Lord's on my side. That's the proclamation of my life. And I'm going to speak it over my life. In 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse, Paul writes, "All scriptures given by inspiration of God is profitable." Listen, profitable. And you know what? You can over-spiritualize this if you want. I'm not going to. I'm just going to look at it. Then it's going to profit me. What it's going to do is it's going to expand. You know, it's kind of like your money. Did you guys that gave tonight? You know what you're doing? That money's not lost, or that money's not gone. That money's not spent. That money is just you transferred that money to a different account. You transferred that money from your checking account or your savings account or your debit account to your account with God. See, your account, man, it might add to it a little bit, a little here, a little there. Man, God's account, he multiplies it back to you. See, you didn't spend it. That money's not gone. That money's still yours. It just is in the account that you have with God. And that's how you have to look at life now. Man, all scripture's been given by inspiration of God is profitable. Listen, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Okay, for doctrine. Man, the doctrine is how we live our lives. It's not just what's on this piece of paper. It's not just on our website. The doctrine is just how we live. The doctrine of my life is who I am. See, that's what my doctrine is. It's not just, I believe, it's not just that it's written somewhere that I believe that God is our Father. I believe that God is the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that God sent his Son to die for the sin of mankind. And me being a man, that now that, man, God, that my life's right with God, it's not just written somewhere. It has to be engraved in my life. The fruit of my life have to depict that. The fruit of my life can't just suggest, oh, there's something different about that guy. You know, you hear people saying, you know, you want your neighbors to say, man, what's up with you? There's something different about you. No, you know what? When you walk in the room, the atmosphere changes. Why? Because the fruit of your life overwhelms the fruit of the world, overwhelms what the world's producing. But all scripture is inspired. All scripture God gave for what? For it's profitable for what? For doctrine. For what else? It says for reproof, for correction. Man, it's profitable to be able, for you to be able to reproof your life. See, you think about that. What's a proof? Man, a proof is you look at it and say, man, this isn't good enough or this isn't enough. Okay, a reproof now, what does it do? Man, it changes the original proof of your life. So the reproof of your life, it's profitable for what? For correction. You know what? None of us are running. You know, man, bring some correction my way. Here, I'd like you to, why don't you just correct me publicly? No, you know what, man? The scripture's inspired by God. And so listen, and it's profitable. Remember that word. It's not just given to reprove us. It's not just given to correct us. It's to make it profitable for correction. Man, if I can talk you into correcting how you think tonight, If God can move on your behalf and what happens is the little errant bit of your thought life and how you process things and the progress of your life, man, it shifts and now it's, wait a second, now I believe I'm at true north. I'm at where God would have me be. Man, what's that worth? See, but it's profitable. And it's a powerful word. It's an awkward word. It's an uncomfortable word. You know, I realize that so many people that don't like Christians profiting, it's just religion. I believe there's more religious poor people than there are rich people. I believe there are. Man, I don't run into many rich people that are religious. I run into a lot of poor people that are religious. And you know what? And I'm not saying religious in a positive sense. I'm talking about the kind of religious that the religion that Jesus hated. See, there's a lot more. Why? But you know what? God wants to bring his scripture into our life a new and better way. God wants to bring his scripture that's inspired by God, that's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. I believe he's bringing that alive to profit us, but listen, with correction. The Lord is on my side. Man, you think about the indicators of your life, the things that you're picking up, the things that you're dealing with in your life. Man, you think about those things, and then you know what? Man, you preface it, the filter of my heart now is the Lord's on my side. What if it was? Man, the next bit of bad news, how many of you guys are expecting any bad news in your life in the future? Anybody expecting? I am. There's gonna be bad news, but I got good news. God's redeemed me from the bad news. See, and so we have to look at our lives now. Bad news on its way. The enemy's going to try to throw a report at you, or he's the accuser of the brethren. There's going to be accusations come against you. And you'll think, oh my gosh, this is crazy. What's going on? Oh yeah, the adversary, the enemy of my soul is bringing that accusation. Oh my gosh, you know what? Man, when we were just a kind of a little warehouse church over at 41st and Memorial, helping a few hundred people. Remember those days, Sandy? Wondering if we'd ever be validated in ministry. Wonder if that validation would ever come. Running into people, them thanking us that we're helping their little nephew that got caught with a dime bag of dope or something. And they're coming up and they're patting me on the back in front of a bunch of people saying, man, I appreciate what you do for those people. Like it was The Walking Dead or something, the church. And I'm just telling you how I felt. Wondering when that was going to happen. Then all of a sudden, 15 years ago, we move into this property on the expressway. The whole first year that we were in this property, there was a $20,000 a month deficit. I don't know if any of you guys realize that. That's five figures. That's 20 grand a month. We were in arrears. We're buying 20 grand a month. But how did we get through that? I have no idea. You could not get to this property. We bought this property, and the day we took title of it, they began to put up orange cones and orange barrels all along the Broken Arrow Expressway in front of us. And you turn on the news. They didn't say, don't go out because it's snowing. They said, don't go near the between Memorial and Mingo and the Broken Arrow Expressway. I'm like, that's where our church is. And we just took this big step of faith buying this property. We went from a rent of $500 a month to $1,500 a month to a mortgage of $25,000 a month. And the news is telling people not to go to this part of town. If you can avoid it, you need to. I remember standing outside looking around thinking, I don't know how I would even direct people how to get here. Find the post office on 46th Street and go north. It's like, what are we doing? And you know what now? You turn on the radio and there's businesses around this church that are using it as a landmark to direct you to their business. See, you look at what God's doing, but listen, it all comes and it comes, why? Because the Lord's on our side. Man, the Lord's on my side. Man, the hits that Scott and Vanessa have taken in their life, man, it's taken, I could tell you 100 people that have been taken out by hits like that. They're not taken out. Why? The Lord's on their side. See, there's things I'll see other ministries or businesses or even athletes. Man, I think about Alex Rodriguez, and I'm thinking about it a year and a half ago. Alex is on there, and he's playing dumb about growth hormones. He's playing dumb about this Balco thing. I'm like, just say you did it. Just be honest. Everyone knows. And you know what? The bottom line is, though, a hit like that shouldn't take a man out for a year. Shouldn't take. But see, we look at our lives now, and you know what we do? We want to hide around the things that hide behind things and hide around things that are just facades that we're not hiding from anybody. Man, you know people that you meet, you spend 5 minutes with them. Man, you spend 5 minutes with Kim, you know his life's right with God. Man, he may not be perfect. Man, you get to know him a little bit. He might have some miscuts and some chips and some cracks in the sculpture of his life. But the bottom line is, his life's right with God. And then you know people that they're not. But they try to hide behind this facade that's just religion. It's Jesus referred to it as a whitewashed tombstone. See, we don't have to be that. We don't have to be all clean on the outside and dead on the inside. You know why? The Lord's on my side. The Lord's on my side. Man, all scripture's been given. What? Man, because it's profitable in your life. Now, it's hard for me to read the word. You know why? The enemy doesn't want you profiting from it. So what he's going to try to do is deceive you and lie to you into thinking that you're not going to get anything out of it. I can't tell you how many years. You're looking at a man that before I became a Christian in my early 20s in 1979, I had read one book in my whole life. The Richie Ashburn story. He was an infielder with the Philadelphia Phillies. And the one time in my life I had to write a book report, I was in elementary school. I read the Richie Ashburn story and I wrote a book report. And I can't tell you another book I read until I became a Christian. And now, you know what? I can't remember in 35 years, I can't remember one time where I read the word and it didn't just absolutely light up my life. Man, the Lord's on my side. Man, when I go to read the word, when I go to study the word, the Lord's on my side. But you know what it does? It profits me. Man, it profits me in doctrine. Man, you know what I see in the word? God's heart is to heal. Let's get out of his way. Let's not make it difficult for him. Let's make it easy. You'll think, oh my gosh, how did this happen? Why did this tumor come into my life? Who gives a rat's butt? You know what we've got to do? We've just got to realize, wait a second, why the tumor came is immaterial. That God's got an answer for it is the big deal. Really, you didn't like that one, most of you? That was a good point. Man, I don't know what I'm going to do with my job. I just don't make enough money. How about this one? I can't afford to tithe. Then you don't even have any idea what the tithe is. The tithe is the first fruits. It's the first 10%. As soon as that money hits your hand, the first 10% of it goes out. Everybody can afford to do that. You know what you're worried about? You're worried about 30 days later, or you're worried about 3 or 4 steps down the road. Man, you know what that tithe is? It's a step in the right direction, getting you in the right direction. Some of you guys, the first time in your life. Why would you tithe? Sheer, why would you tithe? The Lord's on my side. See, that's all this is. Why am I going to be obedient to the word? My flesh hates being obedient to the word. I had to forgive a guy today. In my heart, I had to go, oh yeah, God, I remember I forgave him. It's like, wait a second. My flesh doesn't want to. My flesh wants to stick my thumb in his eye. And it's like, you know what? He walks up to me and he goes, hey, I appreciate everything you've done, the impact you've made in my life. And I'm thinking, I don't like you. I don't. But you know what? Man, I've forgiven him. I had to remind myself. I had to bring it up. Why? You know what it says? Man, forgive so my prayers aren't hindered. Forgive so that what I say, I get what I say. And you know what? I'm speaking faith about the whole of my life. I don't speak doubt. I don't speak unbelief. I don't speak death. I don't speak failure. I don't speak loss. I speak victory. That's all I want to speak. I speak winning. And you know what? People don't like that. But you know what the bottom line is? I don't want unforgiveness for some Yahoo that I don't even remember his name, that is insignificant, to hinder the trust that I have for God. Because it really does. Because that's what it boils down to. A lack of forgiveness is a lack of trust for God. I can forgive. You know why? God forgave me. Man, if I could tell you, if I just started telling you stories and we reminisce through probably the time when I was 17 to when I was 22 in my life, those 5 years, let's just go down that road of just evil, darkness. Man, it was abusive. People, myself, my family. But then you know what? I gave my life to Jesus. You know what happened? The Lord's at my side. Man, the Lord's on my side. Man, he's right here. That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. I don't know about Saturday morning. That's early. Saturday's my day off. I don't want to come to church. I don't want to come to church Saturday and Sunday. Man, that's what the devil's going to be able to talk you out of it. I've already been there. I was there yesterday. I don't need to come back Sunday. Why would I, if I'm going Sunday, my wife's going to make me go Sunday. Why would I go Saturday? I'll tell you why. Because there is a good chance that you could be a man of God, complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Dadgummit, how about that, Glenn? I mean, think about it. There's that chance in your life. You really could. John, you could be complete and thoroughly equipped for every, man, you think, you got a baby, right? Man, that's the kind of dad you want to be. Man, you want your baby to grow up loving God? You want your baby marrying the right person? Man, if you're complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work, your baby's going to marry the right person. There's not a chance that your baby's going to marry a Yahoo or the wrong person. No, you know what? They're going to know. They're going to know. Listen, they're not going to get into bad relationships. You know why? Man, that first impression, the Holy Spirit's going to leap within them. That first thing, man, that glimpse that they're going to get a glimpse of that person and say, nah, uh-uh. See, that's how I want to raise my kids. I don't need my kids going through their teenage years, getting their heart broken. Man, you ask Kennedy. Kennedy had a boyfriend early in her life in fifth grade or something. They went, Daddy, can we go out? I said, what do you mean go out? I said, what do you mean? And Sadie said, Bill, just listen to her. Because, you know, I'm the no guy. Daddy, can we go out? No. Now go up to your room. Go do something. You're 10. She said, I said, okay, so tell him, explain this going out thing. Where do you go? She said, we don't go anywhere. I said, okay. Do you guys talk on the phone? He chats you up? She goes, no. I said, do you hold hands? Like, do you ever go, like, hold hands somewhere? She goes, no. I said, do you sit with him at lunch? She goes, no. I said, well, my friends. I said, you guys pass notes? She said, no. I said, you guys ever talk like at school or anything? Does he get the door for you? She said, no. I said, yeah, you can go out with whoever you want. That's awesome. But see, you look at it now, what's her boyfriend's name? Rico now? What's his name, Sandy? What's Kennedy's boyfriend's name? Rico? I forget. She's got, because we'll all go out, and everybody's coupled up at Kennedy at her house. And she'll say, well, we got need an extra from my boyfriend, and she'll say his name. And so he's a cheap date because he doesn't exist. That the man of God may complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. The Lord is on my side. One more scripture, then we're going to do something special. You guys want to? Huh? Edgar, you want something special tonight? Something? Huh? Was that English or what did he say? Okay. Romans 5, verse 1. The Lord's on my side. Man, what kind of news are you going to get? The Lord's on my side. What kind of news could you get tomorrow that has any effect in your life if the Lord's on your side? Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Listen, peace is huge. That's what we're led by. You want to be led by the Spirit of God, you follow your peace. God's going to lead you by peace. Okay? Through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Verse 3. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations. You'll think that is crazy. There's no way we glory in tribulations. Oh, well, wait a minute. I just remembered. The Lord's on my side. Okay? We rejoice in tribulations knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And you'll think, oh, come on. The Lord's on my side. Okay, now listen. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. You see how the progression works? It starts with tribulation. It starts with God giving you his peace. And we're justified by grace. And God giving us his peace. And you know what? It goes from tribulation to perseverance to character to hope. How many of you guys want to live a life of character? You live a life of character. Let me tell you something. The doors you go through is peace, is grace, peace, tribulation. And you know what it gets to? Perseverance. Man, if you can't tough this out, man, if there is a chance, son, that you're going to quit, you're never going to get to a place of character in your life, ever. If there's even a chance that you're going to quit, man, the kind of people that you have to be are people that there is not a chance that you're going to quit. Justin, you've had some tribulation, right? You know what? Man, that tribulation, what's it going to do? Man, we're going to have to persevere through it. It's going to give us character. And then you know what? It produces hope. And what does that hope do? Never disappoints. Why? The Lord's on my side.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.